All right, we have made our way to the South team practice here at the Senior Bowl, Mobile, Alabama. It is Tuesday, the first day of South practice, as we take a look now at a good drill for running backs and linebackers. This is running backs and tight ends pass protecting against linebackers. As we take a look now, the pass rusher there, 94, Lorenzo Maldon from Louisville, one of the higher-ranked pass rushers here, Tony.
And Maldon, who primarily came out of a three-point stance at Louisville and did a good job of it, is standing up as an outside linebacker. He went through linebacker drills, and he's doing a good job of it. It's very natural.
There you've got 47, Martrell Spate, the inside linebacker from Alabama.
Against David Johnson, a small school back from Northern Iowa. Johnson got the better of him there. That's a good sign. We know he can run, Johnson. He's a physical specimen. Really stopping Spate dead in his tracks. That's what scouts want to see.
Nice inside move there on the stutter from Anthony Jefferson, the safety from UCLA.
Early
going
goal
up against the big BYU tight end.
Yeah, early going, Jefferson has looked good. He looked good in drills, quick-footed, solid job.
Not a terrible job there from Cameron Artis Payne, the running back from Auburn. Lyndon Trill, now the small school pass rusher, going right around the fullback from LSU, Connor Neighbors.
Lyndon Trill looks like a man amongst boys. He is just so imposing. The problem with Lyndon Trill is, as good as he looks on the hook, he really doesn't produce on the field. So there's a lot of questions going to be asked as to why he didn't dominate a low-level competition.
That was Cody Pruitt, the big safety from Ole Miss.
It's a bad angle, bad body position here from Walford of Miami Hurricanes.
Just an easy swipe aside from Denzel Perryman, the inside linebacker from the U. Nice job there.
Yeah, Perryman measured in at 5'10 and a half this morning, but you got to like the way he plays with reckless abandon, just sells out. Another good job there by David Johnson of Northern Iowa, taking these bigger, more athletic players head on.
David Johnson, an interesting prospect, Tony, I think. In addition to his abilities as a runner, known for having some of the better hands as a receiver in this draft for running backs, and you see there he can protect as well.
Yeah, we'll see. I would agree with you, but he's got to prove it in the pass catching drills today, which we'll see later on.
Far side now, Cameron Artis Payne from Auburn protecting. And not doing such a great job.
I think that would be a flag. You may get a flag for holding. You look like you held on to him and pulled him down with that right hand.
And that is Geno Grissom from Oklahoma. All right, Devin Mahina, the big tight end from BYU, protecting now. And doing a pretty good job there.
Doing an exceptional job. You like the way he stayed square. He kept his feet and hands active and just basically tossed the defender, who was a smaller defensive back, to the side.
That was Jaquiski Tart, the safety from Samford. Johnson doing a nice job again.
Actually, it was Stephon Anthony of Clemson. Or was that?
Which one?
No, it was the Georgia running back, Herrera, getting a bit of the better of him.
But the previous one was Jaquiski Tart. There's Trail again.
You know, they have Trail, who measured in, I believe, 6'6 and change, 260 pounds this morning at outside linebacker. So he's either going to be a 3-4 outside linebacker, or he's just going to transition to a defensive end because I don't think he has the skills to drop in the coverage and be effective.
Perryman against Artis Payne. Good enough.
Good job. I mean, really, Perryman plays with his hair on fire, and Artis Payne just squared into him.
Connor Neighbors there against Anthony Jefferson, the safety from UCLA.
It's going to be interesting to see what teams make of Perriman's 5'10 and a half this morning. Perriman's teammate, Clive Walford, getting beat there by Grissom of Oklahoma. Another interesting guy to watch. The highlight reels are incredible, but he's not really big. He's not really fast. He's relatively effective. And as I said in the preview, I don't know that he's anything more than a number two or number three tight end at the next level. People think he's a top 100 selection.
That was Stephon Anthony there going past David Johnson. Clayton Gethers, the safety from Central Florida there, as we're about to see Lorenzo Maldon from Louisville. And a false start there. He's going up against C.J. Uzomah, the tight end from Auburn.
Uzomah slightly underrated because Auburn didn't use the tight ends. Got just smoked there. You overextend, you bend at the waist, that's what happens. Maldon ran around him. You got to be patient. You got to stay upright, and you got to stay square.
Connor Neighbors there going up against Martrell Spate, the inside linebacker from Arkansas.
You got to like some of the moves you see some from these guys, the spin moves, the way they work their hands. You see an underneath move there by Pruitt, the safety from Mississippi. It's more than just trying to run over guys here.
Here's Lyndon Trail once again going up against Mahina.
Mahina's looking good. I mean, you figured he would be outmatched by Trail as far as strength is concerned, but he's either dominating or holding his own.
Nice job there in pass protection by Jalston Fowler, the fullback from Alabama, who's going to be getting some running back reps this week.
Yeah, I think
there's a shortage of running backs.
Fowler, if he catches the ball well, I think a lot of West Coast teams are going to start to look to him as a fullback. He's doing very well in pass protection drills here.
Gino Grissom on the far side again, going up against Clive Walford. Good job there by Grissom. Getting to the inside. Here's Spate again. Neighbors wraps his arms around him.
I think Neighbors got to be just a little more patient. If you go after him and the guy makes a move, and then you got to recover. That's what happened there.
Anthony Jefferson, nice job there on the second contact against Cameron Artis Payne.
You got to like Artis Payne. I mean, he's squaring into these opponents. He's not backing down, and he's showing some explosion at the point of attack. He's one of the... one of the surprises this year, I should say, not highly rated coming into the year, had a terrific season. And I hear that he's benefiting from the play of Trey Mason. A lot of people starting to feel that Cameron Artis Payne will have a good career at the next level.
There's David Johnson again, and he gets blown by, unfortunately, by Clayton Gethers from Central Florida.
Again, you know, you want to be aggressive, but you also have to show some patience, because if you're too aggressive, that's what happens.
Nice job there by Lyndon Trail, the big man from Norfolk State. Tony, when you talk about Lyndon Trail, a player of his size, you talked about the projection. What round do you think we're talking about for Lyndon Trail?
I think it's going to be a last day pick, 5 through 7. I want to see how fast he runs at the combine, but the problem is the production is not there. When you watch the film, he just did not dominate on a 1AA level. And a guy that's that big and that strong and, you know, relatively athletic, who comes to play once in a while, there's going to be a lot of questions about his game.
Grissom on the far side, a rematch against Clive Walford.
Yeah, that's what I mean about Walford. He's a try-hard guy. He's very competitive. I just don't think there's any outstanding physical trait to his game. He's not overly dominant as a blocker. He's not a true downfield threat. He does things well, which is okay. It just means you're going to be a third tight end in the NFL.
Jaquiski Tartt now, and he does get the best of Jalston Fowler for the first time in a while. Fowler going down. Let's watch one more here, Tony. That is a nice job from Lorenzo Maldon.
CJ Azuma, who had a lot to gain from a good week so far, being outclassed. Auburn, I think he's a sleeper at the position because Auburn really didn't use the tight ends. He showed flashes when he was on the field, but if you can't pass protect, you're not going to be seeing the field too much in the NFL.
All right, well, some good pass protection action, pass rush action for the linebackers and safeties. For Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, I'm Bo Wolf here live from the Reese's Senior Bowl. We will be back with much more throughout the week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.